I'd say, this isn't mine. I'd ask you, is this
yours?
And if it belongs to both of us, it's
ours.
And to them, it's
theirs.
And to him,
it's his.
And to her,
it's hers.
Do you ever hear people say his'n or anything like that?
Yeah, but it was usually, you know, like a generation, you know, somebody, you know, in their 80s or something like that hadn't had very much education around here. That's not common around
here.
Hear
people say
his'n and her'n. It's not common to this little area right here, I don't think.
Say if there was a group at your house and they were getting ready to leave, you'd say, well, I hope.
I hope y'all will come again.
Would you ever use the word y'all to just one person?
Uh-uh. No, you say you. If it's one person, y'all, or you all, for more than one.
What if you're asking them about their coats, you know, everybody's coats? You say, where are
the coats?
Or you're asking them about their coats, you say, where are...
What did you do with your coat?
Would you ever say you all's coats or y'all?
No. Well, yeah, I guess you would. You'd say, where are your coats? Or where are y'all's coats? You would. You'd say, where are y'all's coats? You'd use it that way.
Say if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and later on you were asking about the people that had gone, you might ask someone,
did y'all go to the party?
And
or did y'all go to the banquet?
If they did go, you'd ask them, you wanted them to tell you the names of the other people that were there.
I'd say, who all was at the banquet?
Okay. And if there's a group of children that obviously belong to more than one family, you'd ask about them. Children, are they?
Whose children are these? Or whose all children are these?
Okay.
Something.
And if you're asking about all of a speaker's remarks, you know, everything that he said, you might ask someone. Did he say
thus and such? I don't understand.
Did you ever say, what all did he say?
Yes. What all did he say about thus and such a thing, you know?
And you say, if no one else will look out for them, you say, they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, you say, he better do it
for himself.
And something made out of flour and baked in a loaf.
It's a pone of bread, but a pone of bread is usually round.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's oblong, it's called a loaf.
A pone is round?
A pone is round. I made a pone of bread, you know, like cornbread. I made a pone of bread. Well, it's usually, you know, in a skillet, a round skillet. But then if it's made, you know, in the shape of a loaf of bread, you know, it's usually called a loaf.
Do you ever make bread with flour made in a pone shape? What kind of bread?
We call it yeast bread. Yeast, make it with yeast. It's just regular bread. Sometimes they call it light bread.
That's the same thing?
Light bread is... bread, you know, like Colonial and Wholesome that you buy at the store. Light bread is a word for it.
Any other kinds of bread? Flour bread that people make?
Well, you make whole wheat bread. We make whole wheat bread. And I guess that's about the only bread we make. We make rolls. But
what's something people eat for breakfast?
Cereal?
Or
biscuit. Biscuit, but we don't call them rolls.
If you wanted...
Or bread, they're called biscuit.
If you were making some of that, you'd make a pan of...
Off biscuit. Pan of biscuit.
Do you make
and if it's rolls now, it's going to have yeast in it to be called rolls, you see.
Biscuits just have...
Biscuits are just flour and lard, you know, shortening of lard and salt. And baking powder and milk, you see, where rolls have the yeast in.